Alien Hall is packed on this frozen white January winter night. Back on the 13th, Londoners filled the performance hall to listen to a Canadian activist pour out all her knowledge on the second stop of her 15-city Unbottle It tour.
What an honor tonight to have Maude Barlow here to speak to us about water.
In October of last year, the UN appointed Maude Barlow as its first ever senior advisor on water. Barlow explains she is working hard with the organization, building a plan of action to protect water every way possible. But with a solution in the works, the national chairperson of the Council of Canadians has time to share her vast knowledge all across Ontario. However, on stage in the Forest City, Maude Barlow's message was simple.
Bottled water is no safer and probably less safe than your tap water. Your tap water is regulated. It's tested thousands of times a year. It is clean and safe.
It's clean. It's cold. And that's what I call high quality H2O.
Claiming 650 million plastic water bottles don't get recycled every year in Ontario, Barlow made it clear she was in London to promote the support and protection of water across the province. She was also proud to show her support for the Forest City's recent ban on selling water bottles at city-owned facilities.
It's phenomenally important. What it says, particularly I think to young people, is because we care about it, we're going to take action. It's one thing to do education, and that's really important. But, you know, if you don't believe people should drink and drive, you pass a law. If you don't want people smoking in public places, you say they can't do it. If you really mean that you want to cut your landfills down and that you want to support public water, you have to take a stand.
Maude was right about the young people. Students from the Thames Valley District School Board have followed suit and created a presentation advocating that plastic water bottles be banned at every school under the board's umbrella. This isn't unprecedented, though. About a dozen schools in the province have already made motions to put the lid on bottled water being sold in their institutions, including Ottawa and Hamilton. Toronto is currently looking at the issue and is expected to make a decision in the spring. This looks like what will happen with London, as the TVDSB has deferred the request until March. Trustees made arguments like, we have to get more consent from the public, and one even suggested, why would Thames Valley limit a student for making a choice? Seeming to avoid any responsibility of the issue. But nonetheless, these are significant steps. Baby steps, but definitely in the right direction.
My emphasis in that presentation and during that event was to look at the bottled water issue as part of the general water resources management issue.
Slobodan Simonovic has spent 35 years on water management and is currently the professor of civil and environmental engineering at UWO. Professor Simonovic talked at Aeolian Hall with Barlow, but I couldn't reach him for questions after the event. However, the water vet was kind enough to invite me into his house for a talk. Putting down his coffee, the professor was quick to admit he was pleased about the city ban and proposed school ban. Nonetheless, he assures to complete the picture, much, much more needs to happen.
Our, you know, municipal water supply is not perfect. Not only in London, but in many other communities around Canada. There is a lot of space for improvement, and I think some of the key issues are the quality, safety, infrastructure questions, losses, and things like that.
And the UN supervisor on water agrees completely. She is proud that the Forest City has made this major step, but explains there most certainly needs to be a next step for London.
You know, leading the way in talking about protecting water and water infrastructure, protecting our local water sources, which I think London is very concerned about and very good at. We have to take care of water in every way. We have to be capturing storm water and grey water. We should not be using ancient aquifer water on our lawns and on our gardens and so on.
Barlow continued by saying we need to conserve as much as we can in our homes and in our businesses. But back to the prof. Simonovic didn't hesitate to add he doesn't think the municipal water could ever be replaced by private product or bottled water.
The new look Aqua Pura. Pure still water. Pure water, pure refreshment.
Therefore, he wants a much more transparent, coordinated effort by all officials, from politicians to professionals who are responsible for water supply.
That means to improve the safety, to modernize the system, to meet all the rules and regulations, to find the resources for maintenance of the infrastructure, continue maintaining it, improving it, and basically providing the higher quality water to the citizens.
Sounds simple enough. He did mention people need to take a look at the economics of it. The prof claims a liter of tap water costs 0.13 cents. Then he estimates the average liter of bottled water is about $3. That's a pretty good deal we're getting out of our taps.
You're drinking the wrong water.
But the water wizard thinks if we were to give a little bit more, we would still be getting quite the bargain in our own home.
With a small change in the price of the tap water, we can achieve a huge, huge improvement. And that will be, you know, at least in my opinion, the kind of direction to go in order to find the resources, financial resources necessary for infrastructure improvement, for building new infrastructure, for improving the quality of the water. We have to put some money in.
This is just how the water is flowing in the Forest City. Toronto decided last December to have all water bottles out of municipal property by 2011. Kingston has uncapped a debate at City Council to consider making the ban as well. But south of us, Atlantic County City has taken another route.
But I do know that we can benefit from this with $100,000 to pay for recycling of water bottles throughout the community, something that is not happening today. The other irony I always find really interesting about this is the places that have banned water bottles don't ban beer, don't ban the sale of Coke and Pepsi.
Instead of going with a ban, Sarnia Mayor Mike Bradley is proud his city is entering into a partnership with Nestle Waters Canada and its industry partners. The program, a first of its kind in the province, will see Nestle spend $100,000 on large recycling bins for public parks and other facilities. It will also pay for a public education program. Bradley believes this system could spread across Ontario easily. He explains this is an opportunity for Sarnia to promote itself as an environmental leader.
We're taking a much broader approach than simply trying to do the political grandstanding of saying we're banning water bottles, but yet you can buy them in every other place in the community, and it doesn't deal with the issue of recycling.
Although the bottle ban has momentum in a few cities, both initiatives have their pros, and you could argue about the amount of cons for each. Nonetheless, it shows cities have water on the mind, and Simonovich said, water is constantly on our minds because we need it to live.
We need water! Good water!
But to make sure nothing like Walkerton happens ever again, he assures, we haven't even gotten our feet wet yet.
We have a very long way to go in improving, you know, our water supply. We have to prevent future Walkertons. We have to do whatever is, you know, necessary to bring the quality and safety of the water supply to highest possible level.
For In Your Backyard, I'm Josh Hoffman.